Zina Shingali used to live in a displacement camp in Duhok in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. She'd gone there after her home in Sinjar was destroyed in the fight against ISIL. She paid a smuggling ring to get her to Europe. She's now back in another displacement camp after leaving Belarus on an Iraqi government repatriation flight on Thursday. She shows us mobile video of her time at the Belarus border with Poland. She says the whole experience was horrific.
We moved to Turkey, stayed for a month, and then we got the visa for Belarus, so we went there. We stayed in the city for 4 days before setting off into the woods. We were supposed to meet up with a smuggler and his car, but he never showed up. We stayed there for 3 days without food or water. We stayed inside the Belarus borders for 13 days. The Polish police would not allow us to cross the border, and the Belarus police would not allow us to go back to the city. We were trapped in the border.
She's just one of hundreds of Iraqis who paid smugglers out of desperation and were tricked by false promises. Sirwan Hurdi is an activist who works with those who have been deported or repatriated. He says the smugglers have a sophisticated network that allows them to advertise their services.
With the spread of internet and social media, smugglers are widely using these networks to help facilitate the connection between smugglers and people. They convince them with low prices and safe paths. But I have met with many who tell me that was a lie, that they were abandoned with no choice but to pay more smugglers when they arrived. They are charged $3,000 in Iraq and then anything up to $10,000 in places like Belarus. These people sell homes and cars and clothes or borrow money from the loan sharks to afford it.
The Kurdish regional government says it's cracking down on people smuggling networks and in particular targeting travel agents who offer routes to Europe. Still, there's plenty of smugglers in business. It's actually pretty easy to find people smugglers online. I've just joined a social media group called Iraq Migration into Europe, and on here, there are lots of people offering their services. Now, the word smuggling isn't actually mentioned anywhere in this site. It's only when people pay their money that they realize what it is they've actually paid for. Judging by the amount of people offering this service, the Iraqis have a challenge on their hand to stamp it out completely, particularly as the smugglers are international with networks across the Middle East and Europe. There's also hope that these scenes from the Poland-Belarus border will stop people going to smugglers. But people smugglers are just one part of the issue. What still needs to be addressed is allegations of government corruption, mismanagement of resources, and nepotism in employment that people say force them to go to the smugglers. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Erbil.